Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. On this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani begin a series of conversations about fakes, forgeries, and misattributions.
So Yehuda Hanani, you know, one of the things that we all talk about is forgery, fakes. Is there such a thing as fake music?
There is a great deal of it, actually. And I would like for us to, in the next few conversations, to explore this phenomenon of fakes in art, in literature, in music, and the motives. What would prompt you, Alan, to write an essay and sign someone else's name to it?
Well, these days, lots of things would. You want to embarrass them. You want to get them into trouble.
Okay, that's one.
You want to get them into trouble. You want to
for political reasons.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you wanted to sign some famous author, that would be greed, right?
Could be, yeah. Right. You'll remember that there have been lots of examples of that
exactly.
in history, including Howard Hughes, who one guy said that, you know, he had written a book with Howard Hughes' help, and it turned out not to be true.
Exactly. So there are many, many reasons for people to do that. You can pay homage to someone. You can just have a desire for fame, greed, need for validation, need for status, etc., etc. Let's start by an interesting story. In the early 30s, 1930s, a gifted Dutch artist began to create, quote, new 17th century Dutch masters. And among them were Rembrandt and Frans Hals, and most exciting was Vermeer, because we know that there are only about 36 Vermeers in existence today. So this created a tremendous stir. And he was very meticulous with the choice of materials and techniques. He really understood the style and tradition. Very gifted man. He managed to fool a lot of acclaimed critics. And especially, there was one Vermeer that he created that was called Supper at Emmaus, a famous theme from the New Testament. And nobody doubted it. So during the war, during the Second World War, his name was, by the way, Van Meegeren. And during the Second World War, he sold a lot of these forgeries to the Nazis, including fooling Hermann Göring, who was a great art thief and a collector. So naturally, right after the war, he was summoned to court by the Dutch government and accused of treason and of selling national treasures to the Germans. So he had to prove his skills in front of the jury, and just to show how he was producing those paintings.
That's a great story.
And he was exonerated from treason, but of course pleaded guilty to forgery and received a sentence of 1 year in jail, which he did not fulfill because he died soon after. But the interesting thing is that meanwhile, his works were spread all over the world in museums, and until today, there is a controversy whether these Van Meegerens are original old Dutch masters or fakes. And furthermore, he became so notorious and so famous that his own paintings started traveling as though these are the famous fakes by Meegeren, and he became very successful that way. So much so that other artists were trying to cash in and started making copies of his copies. So you have a fake of a fake here. That's how complicated this story became. So musically speaking, we're going to start this adventure, this exploration, by a piece that we all know, all recognize as Trumpet Voluntary by Purcell.
Sure.
Yeah, you say sure, but Purcell did not write it.
Isn't that interesting? As you know, I'm a trumpet player. I'm very interested in that piece.
We are going to have a lot of surprises during the coming few weeks. So this piece is not written by Purcell, but by a guy named Jeremiah Clark. Why don't we take a listen?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Trumpet Voluntary by Jeremiah Clark, recorded by the Royal Philharmonic. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.